You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and director of the Dr. Pat Allen Watt Institute. We are so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltage available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Watt Institute. The Watt Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Watt training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. Currently, we have private sessions, and I also offer drop-in ladies groups, and Patricia Eltinge has dream interpretation and life scripts. So if you want any information on any of these services, please feel free to reach out at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com, or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. So before we take your call, I have Patricia on the air. Patricia, are you available?
I'm here.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. Everybody's probably wondering about Dr. Pat Allen. She is still alive and kicking. She has an ongoing women's group, ladies group, that she's had for the same ladies for the past year or two. Unfortunately, there are no open seats available, and we've closed it to any newcomers because she's phasing out. So Dr. Allen is still alive and kicking, and we will have her available on one of our shows to drop in and say hi. Patricia, do you want to say anything about Dr. Pat?
Well, Dr. Pat has been a force of nature in groundbreaking theories and practice of mating and relating. And here we are keeping it going from all these years, and there are so many of these programs at the Watt Institute that can help people manage not only date, mate, and or marry, and maintain their healthy relationships.
Yes, and we teach you how to get into relationships, how to stay in relationships, how to communicate in relationships, and also how to clear up the script from your past that keeps you from meeting your perfect partner. So we do a lot of different things in the Watt Institute. So please feel free to reach out. Again, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Hopefully we'll get some callers. We had quite a few callers last week, and we got very
busy. That's right. And men call in too. We do help men and help the men understand their part in this dating ritual so that everyone can learn to do the dance and do it in a healthy way that results in long-lasting relationships, long-lasting healthy relationships.
Yeah, before we take any calls, waiting for callers, I've got a question from somebody who had called in. She's technically engaged. I may have to cut off. We'll finish it. She's
great.
Engaged, and her partner lives out of town. It's long distance, and she likes to go out with the women to, you know, ladies' activities, and then they want to go out. You know, it's a bowling league, and then they want to go out gambling after. And he said he wants her home by 10, and she's been single a lot. So I said, you know, you chose him as your man, so you have to honor his request to want his woman home. However, you can negotiate that you want to stay out after 10 with your girlfriends. And that comes into the contract, relationship contract items that Dr. Allen goes over, which you can review and see on our website, drpatallen.com. There's a video of it that you go over time, space, money, and play. I said, you have to tell him I want to go out on Thursday nights after bowling from 10 to 2 with my girlfriends. Those are my designated my times. And if you want another day, you put that in as well. And you keep those days. You have to be very specific. Patricia Eltage does that with couples. Do you want to tell them a little bit about all the other different things that you go over? This is Dr. Allen always did this with her couples.
This is really, really important to do this when you are all in a committed relationship, because and to do it up front instead of bickering piece by piece every little thing in life, because sometimes it's time. It was about time, my time, your time, and our time. Then there's space, my space, your space, our space, maintenance and responsibilities. There's money. That's always a big one that gets people in trouble. My money, your money, our money, how we spend it. And then there's play, how I like to play. I like to golf. You like to bowl. You have, or that's playtime, how we play, how often we play with others, how often we do things with just ourselves, the two of us. So when we negotiate these, all these areas of your lifestyle up front, and by the way, I'm working now with a lovely married gay couple who are going through this time, space, money, and play relationship agreements, and doing so much better with organizing their life and less bickering because it's negotiated up front.
Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us? Hello.
Hello.
Caller.
Hello.
Oh, I don't know.
We can't hear them.
I hear static, but caller, you're on the air. Oh, I think they left. They may call back. Oh, somebody else. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
Good evening, ladies. Yes, I do have a question. Actually, let me update you first. Thank you both for your advice last week. I was a lady who rang last week in regard to the gentleman that was coming over to my country, and I offered to pay his Airbnb. So I did what she said. I actually went back to him and texted him saying, could you please ensure you deposit the money in my account? And then I'll be happy to see you. And the money was delivered yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to just say thank you very much for that steer, because it worked immediately. And he sent me a message saying, I just want to say thank you very much for what you did. I really appreciated it. So he's going to be arriving on Monday.
Now, so see how self-loving, do you see how self-loving that was for you? And so that you didn't have to resent him?
Yes, I feel immensely loved myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just think it had to be done. And I feel in a better position to meet him as well. So I cannot thank you enough. It's just worked like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then what question I had for you was, if he's coming all this way to see me, I was wondering if I should kind of make it clear that there's no intercourse on the table, or should I just let that happen, play out as we go along?
You wait till he arrives, and if it comes up, if he makes a move, then you make your statement in a kind way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much,
Lady. So I expect you to enjoy your time with him and enjoy exploring this human being, and to see if, well, we know you have chemistry, but let's see if there's going to be some compatibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then work on communication. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, definitely.
And keep us posted.
I will. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Sue. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye. Thanks. Well, I'm glad that worked out.
Well, a lot of times women don't set a healthy boundary. And it's not mean to have a healthy boundary, especially when it's to do with your body or your money or your property. And if you don't, you end up resenting the person, and they don't even know they did anything wrong because you were the one that didn't set your boundary.
Yeah, I had my ladies group, and there was quite a few ladies that do not communicate. And that's the one thing we teach, communication tools. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, the stroke, the stand, and the contract, I even go over it and I say, repeat it, and they go off to their way.
It goes sideways. I know.
Well, because that's familiar to them. It's a new language. So you really have to, I tell them, write it down, do it this way. You have to do it over and over for it to become a habit and natural. A lot of them, they just shut down, and then they get resentful for the man and he doesn't know what he did, or they start, attacking him for something he didn't even know about what he shouldn't do, or they're mind reading.
They think they're supposed to be mind readers. That's the big, big one going on these days, is women expect men to mind read. And they just, it's never going to happen. We have to communicate.
They're never going to hit it right on the target. Even if they want flowers, then he'll get her flowers. But oh my gosh, he didn't get her the right flowers.
Oh,
I mean, it goes so sideways.
Right. It does.
I've seen it happen. Well, he should know I don't like roses. I like da da da. And I'm going, oh, okay, men don't remember these little things. Ladies, they're not like us. They don't have the bridge. They don't multitask.
No, they don't. No, they don't. So that's
good. Do you have any questions from your people that you work with that you want answered?
Well, let's see. Do I have any questions that came in?
Yeah.
I did have one that came in. Oh, there's one that came in yesterday that, the woman didn't check in. Now, people have an opportunity to check in with us before they act on their own.
Hello?
We have that caller.
Ahead.
Sorry. Caller, hello? You're on the air with Patricia and Sue. Do you have a question?
I do. I was just wondering if you had advice on getting over someone you thought was the one and start, having feelings for another person. I'm just having some issues with that.
Patricia, you want to take that one?
It's not easy. Were you bonded already sexually?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is the big one right there. If you hadn't made your deal, if you did not negotiate your long-term deal and you were having sex already, women bond through sex and men don't. It's easier for them to detach than women. And you can suffer up to 2 years for this longing of what you thought was your dream. However, that what you do right away is start dating. So when you date, at least you're being distracted, and hopefully you'll meet somebody who will get your attention. But you can't sit home and pine over the one that didn't work out.
Okay. I notice when I try to date, I just feel like I'm always trying to have an excuse why they're not the one, maybe. Or maybe, are you?
We're not analyzing it. We're duty dating. Did you read Pat's book, Dr. Pat Allen's book, Getting to I Do? Well, she talks about duty dating.
Duty dating. Okay.
Duty date. Do you have the book by chance?
I do, and I read it a long time ago. I have to read it again.
Let's pull it. It's time, especially now, you read it again, and especially the part about duty dating, and you just go out with anything that looks like it's from the male of the species so that you can learn, so you can, your body can eventually start detaching.
You know what I feel hard to is that if I date, the man gets more of an attraction for me, and then I have to end it because I'm not feeling that attraction.
We have a phase to say if you're not attracted. Do you know that phrase, Patricia?
You go ahead.
Oh, it's if you go out, we want you to date 3 times because sometimes everybody's fumbly on the first and second date. So give each man 3 times. And then if you have no chemistry or you're not interested, when he calls you for the third or fourth, you say, thank you so much for asking me out. However, I don't have that special chemistry that says we're a fit, and I don't want to lead you on. So I wish you well in your journey. It releases him. It's a nice way to let him go.
It's a golden parachute.
Yes.
Yes.
But okay. Go out there and meet people.
About three times, and he got so mad when I ended it that way.
Well, how did you end it? What did you say?
I told him that he was a very nice gentleman and thank you for our time, but I didn't feel that we were a fit. And he got mad and said, well, you should have told me when you first met me, the first date. And I was like, well, I didn't know.
And then if somebody says that again, say, I feel badly for that. I didn't know then. I wanted to give you, since you're such a nice person, I wanted to give you a chance.
Okay.
I also, when you say we are not a fit, you can't speak on his behalf.
No, you can't.
You say, I don't have that chemistry, because when you say we don't have that, you said we, you can't speak on his behalf because he liked you. You can only speak from the eye. I don't have that special chemistry.
I don't feel. You have to come from your feelings. I don't feel the kind of chemistry or the special chemistry that I need to have to be in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I don't feel it.
It can't be we.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I don't
now
feel.
Now, that chemistry, is it supposed to, like, feel like, I know when I met the man that we ended it, That chemistry was so strong as soon as I met him, like 5 seconds, you know, where we spoke. And I haven't been able to get that feeling again with anyone else.
Because you're still bonded to this person. And the only way to debond is to get out there and hit the pavement or hit the internet or hit whatever you do, the supermarket where you're flirting, wherever it is, you have to force yourself to meet other people, because otherwise you're just going to pine for this one for up to 2 years.
Can I ask what ended it? Was it you ended it or he ended it or what happened?
Yeah, we were on different levels. And so I think we just started having issues because I wanted more. He didn't want more and it wasn't going anywhere. So we just kind of ended it. Was it officially ended?
Did somebody officially end it, or did you just drift apart?
We drifted, and then he officially ended it, said there is nothing more to talk about.
But he didn't say nothing more to talk about, but that's not, I don't want to see you anymore.
How long ago? He could be processing. Yeah, How long ago was this?
Not too long ago, I tried to text him one more time and let him know how I felt. And he said, I don't think there's anything else to say, that everything has already been said.
Okay.
And you could do
the hi bye letter, couldn't she, Patricia?
Yes, yes. Okay. That's something to talk about. So that's definitely something we should talk about. And you can always call the office and we can get into that on a deeper level.
Okay. I might do that. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. That was a good caller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one thing I would pick up about it, she did mention about how they both had different wants. So, you know, maybe here we have another call. You're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a call for us? A question for us? Go ahead.
My husband and I have been separated for 11 years, and everybody's saying that it's not going to work out or it's not going to last. And I just wanted to question that with the relationship experts.
You have already been separated for this long?
Yeah, we're
and
still
not,
separated.
And why are you not divorced after a 11-year separation?
Well, he's living overseas. He kind of got trapped. We're working on documentation to get him back, but it's been a very challenging time.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to be married? Does he want to be married to you? Have you seen each other? Do you only see each other on video or?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, we talk about 3-4 times a week on video, and you know, we do have a relationship, but.
Can you go see him? Can you go visit him overseas?
Yeah, I have been to see him.
You have? Okay. How often do you see each other to keep the continuity?
We haven't seen each other for years, video.
You have not been in his physical presence in how many years?
Since 2017.
Ooh.
This doesn't sound like a operational relationship. So what does he need you for? Is just to get back into this country?
Yeah, for legal reasons.
What's happening? If he just needs you for legal reasons and he's keeping you from having a real relationship with someone, do you want to be in that position? Just someone who is needing you for legal reasons, but they're not really in a relationship with you? There's no physical contact, dear.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that when he comes back, there's not going to be a relationship, that he's just using me. But I really, truly do love this man.
You're in love with the idea.
You're
in love with a fantasy, my love.
Unfortunately, you're the prize, and he's not doing anything to court you or make you happy.
He's not sending you a ticket to go be with him. What country is he in?
South Africa.
And he won't send you a ticket to go be with him in South Africa? You can get a visa and go there.
Yeah, you don't need a visa to go, but...
Why doesn't he send you a ticket to go visit him?
Well, because my work schedule, doesn't allow...
You have no vacation? They don't give you any vacation?
Right.
You have no vacation with your work?
I get 2 weeks a year. And
why don't you take 2 weeks a year to be with this person you supposedly love?
Because for the last 2 years, we've been trying to get him to come back.
But you could have gone there in the meantime. This isn't a relationship.
Yes, it's a convenience.
It's a convenience for him, and it's an inconvenience for you because you're not meeting anybody that could be a viable relationship.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're bonded, holding on to a fantasy when you get
on hold.
But he's not doing anything while he's over there to make your life happier that you're in a relationship. He's not.
And how old is he?
He's going to be 60 in May, and I'm 59.
Well, I assure you he hasn't been putting his sexual needs on hold.
No, I realize that. But we're open.
What's in it for you? What's in it for you? What's in it for you in the long run?
Well, when we're together, we laugh a lot and...
Darling, there are plenty of men can make you laugh. You can laugh and go to a comedy show and laugh. You are really got yourself in a bondage situation, and you're not in a relationship. You could, at your age, you could already be in a relationship that is a real relationship. Instead of being on hold for somebody who needs you for their green card status.
7 years, that's from 2017. And that's the last time you saw him was 7 years ago?
Well, we talk all the time.
I talk on the time too to my business associates and my clients. That's not a relationship.
Yeah, you have to meet. You have to taste, touch, smell, hear them. You have to be physical with them to keep the intimacy bonded. Like people that online date fall in love with people they talk to. And when they meet them, it's different. You got to have that
fantasy
chemistry that keeps you glued or it will fade away. You're bonded, but I don't think...
On a fantasy. This is not a real relationship. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm going to be.
Well, her other friends gave her some signals too, unfortunately, but sometimes you can't see through the rose-colored glasses. You need outside people to help guide you on what they see and hear.
Yeah. So you think about it and you talk to somebody and think about how you can have a dissolution of this. It's holding you a hostage.
From carrying on with your life, that what you could be happy, because right now you're just longing for love.
Well, I really do feel it with him. I dream about him.
Dreaming about somebody is not being next to them.
Oh.
Dreaming, I am a dream expert, by the way. My book is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. But that's your subconscious mind working for you. So if you dream about it, I'd like to hear about your dreams. You can contact me through the One Institute and we'll talk about your dreams. But you're not in a relationship, I will tell you. You're in a fantasy relationship. And we get this sometimes with women who fall for these guys online. And was he in this country at one time?
Yeah, well, we're married.
Uh-huh. Well, he got you married so that he could eventually use you for this purpose, so he could get back in.
No, we dated for 2 years before we got married. We have a daughter together. Our daughter was misbehaving, and I threatened juvenile hall, and he said, "Let me take her to South Africa." So he took her, and then he tried to come back in 2015, and they revoked his green card because they have him mixed up with a criminal. So we've been fighting that for years.
Well, maybe he is, or we don't know who he is. He's not playing all cards on the table. So you dig deep, and this is a tricky situation you're in because you don't have a life.
Well, where's your daughter now that he helped us? We didn't know all the other details.
Right.
Here. Where's the daughter?
And how old is
she? My daughter, she's going to be 23 next month.
An adult.
And she's doing very well.
Where?
She's very successful in Phoenix, Arizona.
She's back in the States. Okay.
Yeah. She came back when she was 18. We have a really good relationship.
Okay.
Her father did send for her, and she went to visit him in January. And
well, then why don't you go visit him? If she's able to visit him, you don't visit him. This is all very strange. And when you, if you want your life on hold like this, it's certainly your prerogative, but it's not something I would promote you to be hanging until somebody returns. It sounds like one of those old romance novels that ends badly.
Yeah, that's what everybody's telling me. It's going to end badly, that, you know, we're two different people, and then when he comes back, I'm not going to want him. But
you won't want each other. He's just keeping you strung along. Your daughter's a grown person now, and
there's got to be something. If the visa, there's got to be something that you're not knowing a little bit. That just doesn't sound like it's something, you know, criminal.
We got it straightened out, and he got his green card in 2004. And then when he went over to South Africa, it expired, and we tried to get him back on a travel visa, which is not allowed being a green card holder. So they said that they would give him a visa if he'd give him his green card, his expired green card. So he did. So right now we're fighting to get his residency reinstated. And it's just, you know, we started before the pandemic, and then he had to get the vaccine. It's just been delays and delays and delays. Mm. So,
well, if you want to wait your life out like this, it's your business. But if you want to be in the and test the relationship, I would travel over there, take your vacation leave, and go over there and see if you really want to be together, or if he already has a mistress.
Yeah,
he might be living with somebody. You don't know. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to find out is to be in his presence. I would get on the next plane and be in his presence for your 2-week vacation.
Mm-hmm. Or work something out to get, well, in 7 years, you should have had a lot of accumulation of vacation time.
Yeah, but with the jet lag, I mean, it's miserable the first week that you're there.
Oh, you're miserable now, longing for love. You can do this. This is the only way you'll know. Now I think you're afraid to find out. Just rather live in the fantasy.
No, I just keep thinking he's going to get...
No, it's not. No. You go there. The advice from us is to you go there. And really,
if you go there with the jet lag, even if you're in his presence, doing nothing is what you need to connect. You need to connect with him physically.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's our advice. Keep us posted.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. I didn't know all the other things about the daughter.
Well, she's a grown woman now, so that's out of, you know, it's not an issue.
We didn't
know
the reason why they were split up. You know, sometimes they don't disclose a lot, though.
Yeah, they don't. So, that being said, there's 7 million stories out there, and that's just one of them. Everybody's got a story, and this is what we do. We help people unravel help people to see their situations so that we can help you unravel it and see it clearly. That's what we're here for, to help people see clearly and then make rational decisions.
Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, yes. I'm hoping you can do a dream interpretation for me.
Well, we're not doing dreams on the show, but
I will tell you a little bit about it quickly, and that, yes, dreams do pertain to our relationships in a big way. However, you can call privately, call the office at the One Institute, and that's how we're handling it now.
Okay.
So call the One Institute, and you can always get my book, The Dream Class, on Amazon. And
The book is great. I have the book, and I used it to interpret a dream, and I just wanted to hear your thoughts, but I'll give you a call.
Wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. If there's callers out there, the number is 323-203-0815. Sam at the switchboard sees your number and he calls you back. So if there's a call come in, pick it up because it's Sam calling you back. So we were talking about something and we got cut off before the last callers about the time, space, money, and play, I believe. Or was it something
else? Oh, there was another woman. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Who was in the relationship and recently broken up, and we were going to have her do a high buy letter. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
So in the high buy letter, it's basically telling you in the first paragraph what all the good things that happened and that you liked about the relationship. Then the second paragraph is all the things that caused you pain while being in that relationship. Then it's about everything you don't want to experience again in a relationship. And then the next one is everything you do want to experience in a relationship in your future, whether it be with him or somebody else. And then we end it with, we send this letter with love and wish you well. But this woman had said before that they just kind of drifted apart and kind of semi-ended it. I think it was time for her to do the high buy letter.
The last caller. Yeah.
Yeah. So she will then be able to allow him this 8-week period where he has to ruminate and decide if there's some negotiating to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like letting the door open. You tell them what hurt you, what you liked, what you don't like, and what you want in a relationship and what you don't want. And then you can also say, thank you for this painful lesson, so I never repeat it again. I wish you well. And it kind of like lets him know that if it gives them a chance to reach in. And in her case, sometimes, you know, Dr. Allen always has them say something else, like if they did something to make an amends or an apology.
To make an amends if they did something. Now, this time she said she called him and badgered him and let him have it after 4 weeks. So she didn't wait it out, and he was still thinking about things.
Yeah. And it kind of caught him off guard, and he just did the slam shut. He couldn't ruminate.
They need to finish the rumination period, which is the thinking, the think, feel, until they say, oh, well, after in the 11th hour. I've seen this happen before.
It's always
in the 11th hour.
5 or 6 weeks.
They come and say, I really want to be with you. Let's try to work it out. Can we? And then they come to us. And I work with couples to help them with their negotiations of how they can handle staying together.
Yeah.
So that's the process. And it's not easy. And these women go rogue on us. And then they wonder why it's bombed, or the man shuts down because they overwhelmed them.
And just because I do with a lot of the women, you know, maybe something happened where the guy broke up after 2 or 3 months and they're kind of lost, but then they're saying, oh, I didn't care anyway. But they do care, because it carries over the hurt from that guy. Next guy gets it.
So
I tell them to write the hi bye letter to release him so they can move on and not hold the anger and resentment, which they all say, no, I'm okay. But it's lingering in them. The negative,
the resentment, there,
rejection. So it kind of like relieves. It's, you know, they can vent their feelings and send it to them, and then it's out in the universe to process, and they can move on. So,
yeah, that's leaving no nothing's unsaid.
Yeah,
and that's important, but unsaid in an appropriate way, not with vile vitriol.
Yes.
And slamming. So we approve the letter. Somebody writes the letter. They send it to us. We approve it and see if it's done in a way that they can actually hear it.
Because you don't do the letter to throw darts at the person. You do it in a way that talks about you and what you're experiencing, of what
your
you
feelings.
Want.
Mm-hmm.
Not
bashing them.
Because bashing men means you're really not over them. You have to have empathy and apathy for them if you really want to move on. If you're holding grudges and you're angry, you're not done with that person yet.
That's right. So that the truth is, if you don't leave your past in the past, it will destroy your future. So that's understand.
Your opinion on this one. I had a girl that she's doing good, and you know, her boyfriend, they came on strong, but then he said, you know, he wanted to take it, you know, he noticed he came on strong, so he wanted to back off. But he totally loves her, but he's been married before, and he sees traits in her that remind him of his wife, but he's still doing everything, and she's now feeling insecure. But then we started to dig deeper with her, and her ex-husband had cheated on her. So apparently the new boyfriend's on Facebook. So every time she sees the green light, she's thinking he's talking to women. So she hasn't fixed the wound from her ex-husband cheating on her. So
that's the stuff we have to work on ourselves. And you can't lay that on somebody else. That's your own trigger. That's your trauma trigger.
So tell
you
me
can what, only work on yourself, on your trauma triggers. And they have to work on their trauma triggers.
So I said, he's got his triggers of rushing too soon, and your triggers. So you've got to work on your triggers so he doesn't get reactive off of your triggers to trigger him, because then you'll both split. So on triggers, what would you tell somebody if out there listening? Because it always comes up subconsciously. They get this idea in their head that he's doing something because the last guy did something. So now he's doing the same thing.
Well, I assure you it was something also in their past that caused that. So I do the life scripts, and a life script is where you really uncover all this, how you were raised, everything that influenced you from childhood and your parents, how they related, and how you were, all your input. So then from there, subsequently, your relationships end up getting bombed based on your views of your past. So it really needs to be uncovered, excavated. I say it's like an archaeological dig, and we have to excavate and correlate. I help people correlate those original traumas or those original role models and correlate it to waking life patterns. Now, then what we do is try to break the patterns. That's the whole point of all of this, is not to keep repeating patterns.
Yes. And we teach new behavior skills and tools to help you communicate and process, identify your old patterns so they don't keep coming back. You have to be aware of them, and you have to be aware and stop them and do a new behavior pattern to change.
And Dr. Pat used to say you can't go around it, and there's always that drugs, meds are dead. You know, you can people could try to medicate themselves out of their feelings. There's a lot of that going on. They pass out antidepressants and tranquilizers like M&Ms. And but pushing the arrow through, feeling your real feelings, processing them with guides. That's what we are. We're personal guides that guide you through it and walk with you through your pain and through your navigating your traumas and how it correlates to your waking life, and how is it that you haven't had successful relationships, or how they get bombed, or how you attract the same kind of person with a different face that's not good for you.
Yes, yes, that's true. A lot of the ladies, it's scary to do that because it is requiring you to look within, and sometimes that's painful. And when you find out how you got that way, there are ways to change that behavior. There's numerous ways we can help you with, but it takes time and you have to do the work. And unfortunately, it's the doing the work the women don't want to do. They want an instant magic wand for us to say something and it's fixed. It's not that easy. It's a process.
Practicing new behaviors ways of speaking is like learning how to play an instrument or play a new sport or anything that you learn a new language. You don't just learn it in a day or listening to one seminar or one radio show. It takes a lot of discipline, self-discipline to speak differently and change your life. So when we start with the communication tools, the new ways of communicating, it translates into your behaviors, and it goes into, I might as well say this right now. Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. And that is in every area of your life, your relationships, your financial issues, and your health. So this is so important to understand. And anyway, so there you go. that's what we do.
Sometimes you have to say the long version, because people will hear bits and pieces. You know, everybody has their own way of saying things. There's tons of coaches out there. And you just have to keep exploring, and, you know, not to go and keep picking pieces. But when you want to change, you can change. If you want to just go through life expecting them to change, it doesn't happen. Too many women want us to teach them how to change them.
How to change the man. They come, they go, I'm with a man. How do I change him?
Yeah.
Well,
how do I get him to?
How do I get him to do this instead of that? Well, darling, let's just work on what comes out of our mouth for starters. Yeah.
And another one, I think it gets confusing, is the women that say, You know, yes, Dr. Allen says women are cherished. And if you're not being cherished, you let him know. But then you can tell him, you're not cherishing me. I don't feel cherished. But he still gets to veto that. The women playing the card of I'm not, he's supposed to cherish me. That doesn't happen.
But they're not daddy. You have to say in the moment, I'm not feeling so good about what you're doing right now. You said this to me and it doesn't feel good to me. Instead of saying I'm not cherished. These women don't go about it the right way. You're not cherishing me.
Yeah.
And that's not how it's done.
Yeah. It's not, you can't use the cherish word trumped their actions or behaviors because
just if they do something or say something to you that hurts your feelings, then you say what you just said hurt my feelings on a deep personal level. Are you willing to not do that in the future to me? Because I can't take it. I'm much too sensitive. And you get the contract. Are you willing to not say that to me again?
Yes. And then if he continues, you decide how many times you want to, you know, tolerate that behavior before you have to make a stand. Either you want to accept him or reject him or tolerate. Because some people can't change, unfortunately. So that's...
Well, and tolerating will make you sick. So better off to either accept or reject. Decide to accept the way it is, or decide this is it. I can't tell. I do not want this.
And the big thing is Dr. Allen says 51% valuable because you will find flaws in anybody. But so there's not too many perfect people out there. So if
this, I don't think there are any.
You know, some women get the littlest bit that they want it. You know, be careful with, you know, pick and choose your battles is what I would suggest. Is it worth breaking up over?
Because is it a non-negotiable?
Illegal, immoral, or unethical? You got to decide if he's doing any of that before you veto him. We're coming close. We got a couple more minutes. Do you have anything you want to end the show with, Patricia? I know we cut off early last week.
Well, I do want a quote from Dr. Allen is, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
That is a quote. That is a good one. So we'll see you folks next week. Please feel free to write. You can write in a question if you're not available to call in. You can write a question in to info@drpatallen.com. Or please feel free to do one-on-one and call us here at the radio station. Or if you want to do a private with one of us, just give me a call or email me at the office, 949-723-0338. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next
time.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.